Hello and welcome to the London Insurance Life podcast. My name is Annabel Baker and I am one of London Insurance Life's 2021 bursary winners. I am passionate about making a career in insurance more accessible to everyone, no matter your background or the route you choose to take to get into the industry. And this podcast is about just that. Each podcast, I'll have a chat with a different guest about their experiences of the London market and any advice they might have for how to get a role in the industry. Today, I'm kindly joined by Keith Jernigan, who's an underwriting assistant at Fidelis. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me here today.
So if we take it back in time a little bit, could you share with us your educational background? I know you've had a slightly different route into the industry and have made some pretty big life decisions along the way, so it'd be great to hear about that.
I am American by birth, as you could probably tell, but my mother's Bermudian, so I have dual citizenship there. But I studied my undergrad bachelor's at University of Maryland, College Park, did a dual degree in finance and international business. And my last year at uni, a lot of my friends had roles lined up, myself included, at various consultancies. Investment banking was a very popular destination for my peers. And I just looked around and I wanted to do something a bit different. So I went the more traditional route and I applied for a master's in insurance and risk management here in the city at Cass Business School, or formerly Cass Business School, now Bayes, which gave me a strong theoretical background coming in. But at the time, I was also interning at Fidelis, so that provided me the practical experience as well. So balancing those two, I felt was a very strong combination to get me to this point right now in my career. But not everyone has that same experience. Again, I had ties to Bermuda, which if you do join the industry, you'll come to know is a very, very small island, but plays a very massive role in global insurance. So just using my network on the island, LinkedIn, and various platforms such as London Insurance Life via Bermuda equivalent, just speaking with people about what opportunities are out there. And that kind of led me to insurance and I wanted to build up that knowledge base. So I went out and got a master's.
Okay, so let's talk about that master's. Do you think that having a master's degree or any degree for that matter is essential to working in insurance?
I don't think it's essential, but I don't think it hurts. There's a lot of people who certainly on this side of the pond come straight out of A-levels and into the workforce, and 3-4 years down the line, they're doing very well and they're excelling at their respective companies. So I would say a particular degree is not essential, though it can't hurt if you just wanted to experience the university lifestyle, meet friends that are going to be your friends for the rest of your life. But in terms of entering this industry in particular, I don't think that's a necessity.
Okay, so you've been working in the London market for 3 years. It'd be great to hear about what you enjoy so much about the role and the industry in general.
The role itself, I really enjoy what we provide for society. It's a means to get them back to the status quo. In my personal line of business, I focus on North American property, which is primarily dominated by homeowners' exposures. So let's say a hurricane rolled through the U.S. Gulf Coast, Texas, and Louisiana. So we provide the money for people to get back on their feet after a catastrophic event.
Brilliant. And it's really nice to know that we're having a positive impact on people's actual lives as well and kind of really seeing that difference that's being made. So as we've spoken about, you're an underwriter, but the other core role within the insurance industry is a broker. It'd be great to hear a bit about why you've chosen to go down the underwriting rather than the broking route.
So many people would tell you that they fell into this industry by chance. Well, I kind of went the more active route and I was initially approached via Fidelis, who is an insurer and reinsurer. So when I first joined, I was an underwriting intern, and then I did a bit of CAT modeling, which is catastrophe modeling. And I found throughout my time there that catastrophe modeling was a bit more technical, and I wanted to come back to the underwriting world because it's more people-facing, and I felt like my personality better aligned with what that role entailed. So that's why underwriting initially, but I do see value in having broking experience as well. I mean, the industry has a lot of synergies between those two roles in particular. There's former underwriters turned brokers and vice versa. There's value in having experience in both realms.
So have you got any advice to someone that thinks the industry might be for them but isn't sure whether they're better suited to broking or underwriting?
I would say ask as many questions as you can. In my particular case, I started out as an underwriter, so I just kept with it and I found a love for it because of what we provide for society, but also some of the day-to-day things that we do, particularly in my line of business, We pay a lot of attention to the weather, and I've become somewhat of a weather nerd now. So many resources that I look at when I first wake up. You need to build up that knowledge base before you can really decide on your own. So that's going to start with you asking questions, you know, networking, going to events, talks, just building up your knowledge base.
I also wanted to ask if you've got any advice for getting a role in the industry. The job market is pretty crazy at the moment, so I just wondered, have you got any tips for the application process?
Absolutely. I would say just acclimate yourself to the emerging risks in the world. As I mentioned earlier, climate change, COVID-19 pandemic, cyber. Just know how that's going to affect, or have an idea, try to formulate some ideas of how that's going to impact the financial sector and insurance in particular. But also, don't be afraid to reach out to people online like LinkedIn, or using platforms such as London Insurance Life themselves as a conduit to connect you with professionals in the industry, because I think that's the best way that you'll not only build up your knowledge base, but just become more comfortable in the industry and start to see where you potentially fit in.
So as you mentioned, a couple of years ago, you made the huge decision to move to the UK for work and for your master's. What made you decide to make this move? Because it would be really interesting to hear a little bit about how you made the decision and also the actual process of moving to another country, because that sounds pretty daunting for many, I'm sure.
I would say it definitely takes a certain personality to want to leave the comfortable into the uncomfortable. But I think overall, this industry does have some very changing elements to it. So you have to be adaptable in general. For me in particular, coming over here was really a function of two things. I was a finance and international business major at the time, but I did have an opportunity to come out here with a small group of students from the University of Maryland to tour the financial sector here in London. So we went to Canary Wharf, Barclays, EY, and then we ended up in Lloyd's of London. And I had no idea what it was at the time. So why London? It's just a nice city to be in. It's so social, it's so globally connected and diverse. My background is a bit mixed in that I have dual citizenship with the United States and Bermuda, but via that Bermuda citizenship, I was able to obtain British passport as well. My pathway was a bit smoother than others who may not have that clean-cut way to avoid sponsorship, which I couldn't really opine on. But I do think London in general is a great place to start your career, to build up your network, rapport, and the industry itself is very global. There's so many places you can go after this.
Couldn't agree more. London is a fantastic city, so I'm so happy that you're pleased with your decision to move here. Do you have any tips for listeners that might be in a similar position but are a little nervous about making the move?
I think you need to fully immerse yourself in whatever culture you're in if you do decide to go the international route initially. So when I first came out here, had a lot of conversations with people at university, you know, what did they study prior to their master's, places to go eat, what places should I go out, and just building that rapport early on to feel a bit more comfortable, because making a move that significant at an early age and leaving your family behind, you do need a bit of grounding to, you know, keep you motivated to stay. So I had a really strong friend group at university. A lot of us are still here in the city. So I would say lean on your cohort if you decide to go the academic route. And if you go the professional route and just take a role in another country, don't be afraid to invite your colleagues out for a coffee or drinks or lunch or whatever it is. Just get to know them so you feel a lot more comfortable in that that environment.
So if we fast forward to the future, what do you think the next couple of years are going to look like for you?
The next few years for me is going to be very, very busy. I am entering the final stages of the more junior level in my role. So I'll be taking on a lot more responsibility, a lot more clients, more meetings, and more travel, which is great because just naturally you want to see that progression. And I feel like this industry, if you put your head to it, allows ample opportunity to rapidly progress.
So you seem to have quite a clear idea of where you'd like to be and what direction you're going in. Do you think that the insurance industry does have quite a clear progression?
I think if you come into this industry and you don't know where you want to go, there are various means for you to direct yourself to where you want to be. Whether that's just, as I said, building rapport with your colleagues, just getting a bit of intel as to how their career progressed, or going the more scholastic route and going for these qualifications like the Associate in Reinsurance, which is what I currently have, Which is more North American based, or there's various others that you can do and study to make your transition into the industry and eventual progression throughout your career a lot more meaningful, because it does draw some very, very stark parallels between common concepts that you come across every day.
Okay, so we've briefly spoken about travel, but let's just go back to it. Is there much opportunity to do this?
My company is actually sending me out to Bermuda in the next 3 weeks. I'll be handling our 1st of January renewals out there during a secondment. So they'll be sending somebody out here to handle what I would do normally. There's loads of opportunity to travel, but I'd say the main population centers for this industry are New York, London, Singapore, and Bermuda. But outside of those main hubs, we have various conferences throughout the United States. We have conferences in Europe, and we have various networking events that we hold at ski resorts and villas. And you can let your mind take you anywhere in the world, and it will happen in this industry, because it's much more global than I initially thought. And once you're in it, the benefits of that global network is more pronounced.
Now, I know that you've been involved with ACIN, the African Caribbean Insurance Network. Would you mind telling us a little bit about this, please?
So the network's main aim is to ensure the industry is more reflective of the societies that we serve. The main purpose is to encourage young, mostly Black, but ethnic talent to consider the industry as a desired destination, as opposed to something that they just fall into, which, if you ask a lot of more senior people in the industry, that's exactly the response that you would get.
It sounds like such a brilliant initiative. How did you come to be involved in it?
So during my master's, I got really close with one of my professors, and she recommended me to do a diversity and inclusion talk at the annual Dive-In Festival. During that panel event, I was accompanied by one of the co-founders of the African Caribbean Insurance Network, Godwin Sosi. And from there, we built that rapport, and I brought him into my office to describe what the ACIN does to my company. The head of HR and our UK CEO were immediately on board, and we initiated our sponsorship later that year. It's been a very beneficial addition to our corporate remit, and I think it adds tremendous value for the industry and what it aims to do in the realm of diversity and inclusion going forward.
And would you say that there's a lot of diversity and inclusion initiatives throughout the industry? Because I know that D&I is really important to so many of us.
I'd say there are various initiatives that, if you really believe in something, you can find a group that's working on that within the industry. Also in the realm of environmental social governance, there's various platforms that aim to push those initiatives. But I think people forget how much power insurers have in the world of global commerce. You can't finance a construction project or an oil rig offshore if you can't insure it.
We're nearly coming to the end of the podcast, but each episode we like to finish on the same two questions. So we did touch on this earlier, but in two short summary sentences, please could you tell our listeners why you love working in the industry, and if you've got any advice for those looking to get started?
I like working in the industry because it's, particularly in what I do in underwriting, I help societies get back to their status quo after a catastrophic event. So it's very meaningful for me to see how people can get back on their feet. But also I like how global the industry is and how information is shared between various countries and the opportunities to travel. There's just so much you can do at the end of the day. And when it comes to advice, I've touched on it several times throughout this talk. It's just, don't be afraid to ask questions, because this is not an industry that, unless you go the more academic route, you can get a master's in insurance and risk management. But for the most part, you don't really learn this at university. You're only going to learn it via asking critical questions and not being afraid to ask those questions and being humble in your approach, because it does take time to build up that knowledge base, but once it's there, the opportunity is immense.
That was really valuable advice. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time to come onto our podcast. It's been really great having you on.
Thank you for having me.
If you want to get in touch with Keith for further advice, we will leave his contact details in the description box below. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to catching you next time on the London Insurance Life podcast.